At the Western Farm Show, I am visiting with Jeff Flohr, who's the CEO of the Southwestern Association that puts on the Western Farm Show. Jeff, we're kind of getting past halfway through this show. How would you describe things so far this year?
Well, I think, Chuck, with agriculture, as much good as going on with agriculture is certainly evident by the crowds that we're having and the what we're hearing from the exhibitors. Everybody's telling us that they've had more interest and selling and people are getting ready to buy. So it just is an indication to me that everything we've been hearing about agriculture is exactly what's going on.
Well, I have heard that echoed in just about everywhere I've been, it seems like, in the last few weeks or so. Here at the show this year, I know we talked early about some of the things that are new and different, but in terms of your exhibitor participation, I think that's up. Traffic, we'll know later, of course, but the tractor pull, we had the first session of that last night. How did that go, and how is it looking on the exhibitor side?
Well, on the exhibitor side, we're very, very pleased, and I've talked to a number of the new exhibitors that came in this year. Some recognizable names, maybe, you know, not the major manufacturers, but some pretty good sized specialty manufacturers that have not been with us previously, and they're ecstatic about the quality of the crowd that we're getting, and again, the prospects that the people they're talking to are going to buy. So everybody seems to be pretty pleased. One way I can always tell, this is my 34th show, is if the economy's not so good and things aren't going well, they're unhappy. Exhibitors are unhappy. But if things are going pretty well, everybody's happy and no complaints. And I'm not hearing many complaints. So
I did not make it to the tractor pull, but how did it go? I heard some good comments.
Well, talking to the promoter, Doug Roberts, he thought if he had the first year, if he could get on Friday night, which is usually the slower of the two nights, he thought if he could get 2,500 to 5,000, he'd be happy. And he was on the upper end of that, and I think exceeded his highest expectations. So we're expecting tonight to be double or triple that, which we really think helped our crowd yesterday afternoon, too.
Yeah, no, I thought it was doing well even late into the day yesterday. Anything else about the show that's going on here this year that might be of note? I mean, certainly the weather is always an issue, even though you're indoors, you know. We kind of had a little bit of a mishmash here.
Yeah, the weather is obviously disappointing, as hard as we work and our staff and everybody that we contract with and all the exhibitors and the effort that they put into the exhibits, and then when you have bad weather. But, you know, I think yesterday and today both were a testament to the fact that most of the people come to the show come from rural communities and are kind of used to driving in bad weather. And the worst part of the trip is once you get to the city limits of Kansas City. And once you get past that, a lot of people, I think, again, because of what's going on in agriculture, wanted to get here.
Well, I talked to a couple guys from Minnesota today, and I said, did you guys just drive down here? They actually came in last night, but I guess maybe that surprised me a little bit that you're drawing people from a pretty good distance.
Well, I think for an indoor farm show, I mean, we've got one of the greatest facilities in North America with the size facility we have and the condition of the facility, about 450,000 square feet of space, and we're taking it all. So, you know, if somebody's interested in a true trade show for folks involved in agriculture, whether full-time or part-time, I think we've worked hard over our 50 years to make this show that kind of a show.
Well, I have been very happy to participate here as one of your exhibitors and media partners. That's Jeff Flohr with the Western Farm Show, put on by the Southwestern Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.